Hey everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Seb.
And today we are talking about Earth Day in our article. And so I wanted to introduce to you guys a program that is being run by the Earth Day organization, and it's called 21 Days of Green.
Oh, really? So what is that about?
Well, it's a global program to help us change our behavior when it comes to the environment. So,
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So for 21 days, the first 21 days of April, you can learn about and start doing some new green behavior. What is green behavior again?
Well, green behavior, some examples include instead of buying water bottles, carrying your own water bottle.
Very good idea.
Or giving up plastic, like plastic forks and straws, or instead of taking the bus or driving, just walking a little bit further than you normally would.
Which is healthy, too.
That's right.
Okay. So the Earth Day organization is trying to reach 3 billion green acts by 2020. That's a lot of targets they're trying to reach there.
But we can do it, probably.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's get started to find out more about the organization that's putting on 21 Days of Green right now.
Reading. The Origins of Earth Day. Earth Day is an event held every year since April 22, 1970. The purpose of Earth Day is to raise about pollution's effects on the environment. The idea for a holiday to honor and protect the planet, bring about environmental reform, came in 1969. This was after a terrible oil spill in California, U.S. killed over 10,000 sea animals. Inspired by the success of the anti-war movement, U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson founded the first Earth Day. More than 20 million Americans observed the holiday with speeches, peaceful protests, and service projects such as cleaning up litter. Not long after, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency was created, and the Clean Air and Water Quality Improvement Acts became law. In 1990, Earth Day was celebrated by 200 million people globally. Now, Earth Day is the largest non-religious holiday in the world, with 193 countries. People are encouraged to reduce waste, reuse items, and recycle materials. Eating less meat, planting more trees, and walking, driving, can also reduce pollution. Earth Day's focus also includes creating clean energy, saving endangered animals, and preventing climate change.
All right, let's start out by finding out the basic facts about Earth Day. It says Earth Day is an event held every year since April 22nd, 1970.
Oh, wow. Long time then.
Okay. Yes.
It says that the purpose of Earth Day is to raise awareness about pollution's effects on the environment. Okay, so we had a useful phrase there, raise awareness first, which is to make more people know about something, get people aware about something.
Right.
But also we had the goal, purpose, aim is to plus verb. Okay, so this is a very useful structure. We're talking about the purpose of Earth Day. When we talk about purpose, we're discussing what someone intends to do or what they hope to achieve. So the sentence, the purpose of Earth Day is to raise awareness, could also be expressed as Earth Day was set up in order to raise awareness. Or Earth Day was set up so that people could raise awareness. We could also talk about the goal of Earth Day or the objective of Earth Day. Both of these phrases express the same kind of idea.
That's right.
Okay, and what other useful words did we have?
Well, we learned about raising awareness about pollution. Now, pollution is any type of substance, such as a gas, liquid, or solid, that makes the environment dirty. Now, it can be air pollution, like from factories when the smoke goes in the air. We can have water pollution when chemicals ruin the water. Plastic pollution, such as the forks and the straws that end up in our oceans, anything like this. Now, basically, if it hurts the earth in some way, it can be considered pollution. Here's an example. The air pollution is so bad today that the students weren't allowed to go outside to play.
Oh, no. That actually used to happen to me a lot when I lived in China.
Right.
Yeah. Very bad air pollution. It's also called smog. Right. So a very important cause there. But how did all of this start? Well, the article explains that the idea for a holiday to honor and protect the planet, as well as bring about environmental reform, came in 1969. Okay, so 1 year before it started.
Right.
Okay, so here we had a useful phrase, bring about something. We heard that they wanted to honor, that's respect or praise, the environment and bring about environmental reform or change. So change the way that we were acting towards the environment. Bring about, by the way, means to make something happen or to make something, make important changes to a situation. So, for example, we might want to talk about a new law that is bringing about social change in Taiwan. So changing the way that people are behaving. Perhaps the government has banned people from riding scooters. That right there would change the way most of us live our daily lives. So it would be bringing about change. You see how this works?
Okay, so here is what they wanted to bring about, environmental reform. Now, reform is a noun, and when you make a change to an organization or a system or a law in order to improve or make something better, you can call this a reform. Now, if you look at the word itself, you'll see that it starts with R-E, that's the prefix, re, and then it has the word form. So we're using this word in a way that shows that we're forming something again. That's what R-E means, again. So we're reforming something in order to make it better. Now, this often happens in schools, like reform in the education system, reform in the government, or reform in big businesses.
Exactly. So the article goes on, this was after a terrible oil spill in California, United States, which killed over 10,000 sea animals. Okay, so an oil spill is when a pipe or a ship breaks or crashes and releases lots of oil into the sea.
That's right.
Do you remember the Gulf of Mexico spill in 2010? I think more than 8,000 sea animals died then. So these are very, very serious, very serious events.
Right. We do, unfortunately, still see oil spills. And until we kind of get rid of our addiction to oil, we will continue to see them, unfortunately.
That includes plastic.
It does. It does. So if we get rid of plastic,
Less oil.
Less oil. All right. So continuing on in the article, it says, inspired by the success of the anti-war movement, U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson founded the first Earth Day. All right. So at the time in the U.S., there was an anti-war movement. Now, this was a large protest against the war in Vietnam. Now, lots of American people were against this war, and they held lots of protests to tell the government they wanted it to stop. So that was what they are saying about the anti-war movement here, is all these protests. So the U.S. senator saw that these protests were very successful and decided to do the same thing about Earth Day, about the Earth. So a senator, this noun, is a person who is in a Senate. Now, a Senate is the part of the government that is responsible for making a country's laws.
Okay, so two very good causes. Okay, and the article goes on, more than 20 million Americans observed the holiday with speeches, peaceful protests, and service projects such as cleaning up litter.
Okay,
so a lot of good things there. They observed the holiday, or we could say marked the special occasion, by making speeches and going on peaceful, that's non-violent, protests.
That's right.
Okay, so a protest is a type of event where people gather to let the government or some other organization know that they are not happy or disagree with something. Protests are an important part of life in most parts of the world, as they give ordinary people the chance to bring about, remember this phrase, important social changes. For example, the protests during the civil rights movement in the United States in the 1950s and 1960s helped end some of the racist attitudes against black people that existed for centuries. In Taiwan, protests were an important part of the Sunflower Student Movement, the Taiyang Hua Shui Yun, when students occupied or took over some important government buildings to protest a trade deal with China. Okay, so in all cases, we're talking about lots of people coming together and demonstrating that they're not happy or they don't agree with something. Notice, by the way, that I said to protest, though, in that last sentence. That's right, protest can be used as a verb in a sentence like that. So, for example, the day after he was elected, women around the world protested the election of Donald Trump. Okay, so we saw that used as a verb there. We could also say that they demonstrated against his election. Demonstrate is another verb we can use like protest. So our example sentence is, men, women and children from all over the world walked the streets today in one of the largest protests in human history.
Now we also saw that one of the things they did on top of peaceful protests and giving speeches was to do acts of green. And we use the phrase such as to introduce these acts. We use the phrase such as when we want to introduce an example, such as this. You should bring something to do while we're on the train, such as a book to read.
Okay, good example there. Okay, we also had another useful word there, litter, which is basically another word for garbage. It's a noun and it could be used for anything, to mean anything from paper to glass to plastic that people have used and thrown away, either in a bin or on the ground. It can also be used as a verb too, to litter, is to throw waste things on the ground or in the bin. You may have seen signs in English-speaking countries saying, please do not litter, which means do not throw your garbage on the ground, because that is very bad.
So
we could also talk about something being littered about. Now, here we're not talking about garbage. We're using a descriptive word, which means something which is scattered around across a surface. So if I say pieces of glass were littered about the floor, I mean that the floor was covered in little bits of glass. Very dangerous. So our example sentence is, this weekend, my friend and I helped clean up litter at the beach.
That's a good thing to do.
It is a good thing to do.
All right, well, let's continue on in the article and find out more about Earth Day. It says, not long after, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, was created, and the Clean Air and Water Quality Improvement Acts became law.
I hear that those were very important laws, actually.
All right, well, let's find out what an agency is. An agency is an organization or a department of the government that does a specific job, such as the EPA, that protects the environment. Lots of different agencies, though. They can be the transportation agencies, educational agencies, and more. And here, of course, we did see the Clean Air and Water Acts. Here, an act is just a type of law.
Okay, so our next line in the article is, in 1990, Earth Day was celebrated by 200 million people globally. Okay, so it was celebrated globally. When something is done globally, it is done all around the world. That's right. We use this adverb to talk about international things. So Christmas Day is celebrated globally, for example, means that people celebrate Christmas all over the world. Okay, so globally can also be an adjective. We can talk about a global event or global warming, which is the whole world getting warmer because of pollution, which is exactly what Earth Day is trying to change. And our example sentence for globally is, climate change will have some serious effects on our lives, not only for those living in hot countries, but also globally. Also for people in other parts of the world, all around the world.
All right, so we learned what happened in 1970, that's when it started, then we moved on to 1990, 20 years later, 200 million people around the world celebrating. Here, now, Earth Day is the largest non-religious holiday in the world, with 193 countries participating.
Wow, that is a lot of countries.
That's almost all of them, not quite all of them, but almost. Now, here we used non-religious holiday. So religious is an adjective, and we use it to describe things that are related to religion, such as Buddhism, Christianity, Taoism, and Islam. Mm-hmm. Now here, we said this holiday is non-religious, which means it's not related to any religion. Mm-hmm. As an example, we could say Benji has strong religious beliefs and goes to church every Sunday morning.
Mm, churchgoer. Mm-hmm. Mm, okay, so our next line is, people are encouraged to reduce waste, mm-hmm. reuse items, and recycle materials. Mm. To be honest, I think we should be encouraged to do these things every day.
Yes.
They're all very important. Mm-hmm. Good habits to have.
Right.
Okay, so they are being encouraged to do these things. Mm-hmm. By the way, that means to push someone mm-hmm. or give them the confidence to do it. Mm-hmm. My parents encouraged me to study foreign languages because they thought it might give me a better life. Mm-hmm. In other words, they got me excited about learning foreign languages, or they pushed me to learn foreign languages. Mm-hmm. They really wanted me to learn them so I could have a better life.
Right.
Right. So we have a handful of useful vocab words here mm-hmm. as well, don't we, Erin?
That's right. Mm-hmm. One of those useful vocabulary words was the verb reduce. Now, when you reduce something, you make the amount or size of something smaller than it was before. Because when you reduce waste, it means you create less garbage or create less waste. Here's an example sentence. When people started wearing motorcycle helmets, the number of people suffering from head injuries was greatly reduced. That means we had fewer people hurting themselves. All right, so we talked about reducing waste, mm-hmm. but we also used the verb reuse there.
Right, mm-hmm. that is a verb, and it means to use something for a second time. Mm-hmm. You'll notice that this weird word starts with R-E. Mm-hmm. That's a prefix we mm-hmm. use to mean doing something for a second time or doing right. it twice, mm-hmm. like Erin explained earlier. Mm-hmm. We can repeat something as well, repeat, which means we say it, or do it again, mm-hmm. or we can re-educate ourselves if we think we need to learn something again.
That's right.
Another good one. Mm-hmm. So our example sentence is, I reuse my old plastic bottles as plant pots for my plants.
Good idea.
Mm, yeah, handy tip.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, mm-hmm. we talked about reducing, reusing, and now we have the third R-E word, mm-hmm. which is recycling. This is a verb, and when you recycle, you take an old object and break it down to make it into something else. For example, when plastic bottles are recycled, the plastic is used to make something new, like toothbrushes or something like that.
Are toothbrushes made out of recycled plastic?
I think so.
Oh, or, I didn't know that.
Yeah, maybe the toothbrushes are used to make something else or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So next it says that eating less meat, mm-hmm. planting more trees, and walking instead of driving can also reduce pollution.
That's right.
Yeah, good tips there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just like the tips that we talked about in the introduction, those are some more things that you can do to help the Earth. Mm. Now, that's not the only focuses that Earth Day has. It says Earth Day's focus also includes creating clean energy, mm-hmm. saving endangered animals, and preventing climate change. Mm. All right, so clean energy is energy that doesn't come from fossil fuels like oil or coal. Clean energy refers to wind power, solar power from the sun, geothermal power, which comes from the earth, underneath mm-hmm. the earth, and other types of power.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm. And the good thing about these is they're mm-hmm. also reusable.
Yes.
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 They don't run out.
Yes.
Okay. So another useful word we had there was endangered, mm-hmm. which is an adjective, and it means something that is literally in danger.
Right.
Or it sounds like something that is literally endangered. Mm-hmm. But normally when we use endangered, we are talking about animals. Mm. So endangered animals are animals that have lost their habitats or been hunted to the point that there are very few of them left, mm-hmm. such as rhinos or some whales. Mm-hmm. If these animals aren't helped, then they could become extinct, which means that they all die out.
That's right.
Okay, so endangered is basically short for endangered of extinction or becoming right. extinct.
Right. Mm-hmm. We also talked about climate change. Now, you guys probably know what this is, but let's talk about it here. Climate change is the permanent change that happens to the Earth's weather and temperatures. Mm-hmm. Now, you can already see climate change happening in Taiwan, with typhoons coming later mm-hmm. in the year than they used to. The plum rains are not lasting as long as they used to, and we're having very hot summers and very cold winters.
And sometimes quite dry, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Mm. So, we we can see this happening in Taiwan. I know my parents are seeing climate change happening in Canada. Mm-hmm. So it's not just a thing that happens in one place. It is happening globally, mm-hmm. which is why Earth Day is celebrated in so many places. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we have taught you guys a little bit about Earth Day, why it's important, some things you can do to celebrate it. Mm-hmm. And we are now all out of time. So let's get to today's For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, so mm-hmm. today we're going to carry on with our green theme for mm-hmm. our For You Chat. And we're going to talk about our chat question today. What is something you already do to help the environment mm-hmm. and what else could you do? Okay, mm. do you want to take this one first?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Some things that I already do, I try to use as few single-use plastic as possible.
Oh, very important.
So I carry my own fork and chopsticks and my own straws. My metal mm-hmm. straws. I kind of, when the weather is okay, I walk home instead of taking the bus or driving my scooter. I only drive my scooter sometimes because I know that's really bad for the environment, so I only use it when I have to.
And you can U-bike too.
I could use mm-hmm. the U-bike as long as the weather is okay. I do take the U-bikes. I probably could do more. I could probably stop using a lot less plastic. Mm-hmm. I do carry my own bags and my own bottles too, but there's always more you can do.
There is always mm-hmm. more you can do.
What about you?
Me, I think the biggest thing that I do on a daily basis mm-hmm. is I try to eat less meat.
Right.
Okay, so this is not a very obvious mm-hmm. one, but actually meat contributes a lot to global warming.
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. so if you think about pigs and cows mm-hmm. and the space that they need mm-hmm. and the amount of food that they need and the amount of water that they need, that takes up a lot of resources.
Right.
You, quite often companies will cut down forests mm-hmm. so they can build new farms and they'll cut down so much that it's difficult to grow the forest back.
Right.
So all of this builds into climate change mm-hmm. actually, because less trees equals less
carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, increases the carbon dioxide. Yeah. Opposite. Yeah. Yeah,
less oxygen.
The yes. point is the mm-hmm. the earth gets warmer, and it also increases the number of animals that are in danger of extinction. Mm-hmm. So eating less meat is both good for you and good for the environment.
Okay.
So what do you guys get up mm-hmm. to? How do you guys look after the environment?
You guys can talk mm-hmm. about that. We are all finished for today, though. So for English mm-hmm. for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Seb.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The origins of Earth Day. Earth Day is an event held every year since April 22nd, 1970. The purpose of Earth Day is to raise awareness about pollution's effects on the environment. The idea for a holiday to honor and protect the planet, as well as bring about environmental reform, came in 1969. This was after a terrible oil spill in California, U.S., which killed over 10,000 sea animals. Inspired by the success of the anti-war movement, U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson founded the first Earth Day. More than 20 million Americans observed the holiday with speeches, peaceful protests, and service projects such as cleaning up litter. Not long after, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency was created, and the Clean Air and Water Quality Improvement Acts became law. In 1990, Earth Day was celebrated by 200 million people globally. Now, Earth Day is the largest non-religious holiday in the world, with 193 countries participating. People are encouraged to reduce waste, reuse items, and recycle materials. Eating less meat, planting more trees, and walking instead of driving can also reduce pollution. Earth Day's focus also includes creating clean energy, saving endangered animals, and preventing climate change. Vocabulary Review.
Pollution. When factories and cars release too much pollution, they poison the air. Protest. Thousands of people gathered in the street to form a protest against the government's new policy. Litter. Sometimes people throw their litter on the street when they are too lazy to find a garbage can. It needs to stop. Globally. English is spoken globally and is used in countries all over the world. Religious. Many people in the Middle East are not allowed to eat pork due to religious reasons. Reduce. Mary is trying to reduce the amount of money she spends so she can save more in her bank account.